Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to show 250 of the Bugcast.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So yes, this is a landmark episode for us. This is episode 250 of the Bugcast. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on this special day. Yes. We're doing something a little bit different this week, which is why we've not blasted straight into our first track. We're going to have a little bit of a contest, and we're going to be using the people who are listening live in the chat room at the moment to judge that contest. What's going to be different is this going to be a music-only show. We're going to play 10 pieces of music, which Caroline and I have chosen 5 of each. Now, the sequence of those tracks is random, so we're not doing our usual me, Caroline, or vice versa method of play. But what we'd like you guys in the chat room to do is let us know in the chat room whether you like the track or not. If you like it, vote it up. If you don't like it, vote it down. There is a link in the chat room for the rules of how to play the game, which you've all just lost. Hopefully we'll have a bit of fun as we go.
They're asking, can they judge the waffle as well?
Can we judge the... Well, we're not going to be waffling, so...
You're waffling right now.
Sorry? Yeah, I know, but that's not fair. Because I'll get voted down straight away and I'll lose the entire thing. So anyway, the sequence of tonight's tracks was decided by Cara, our younger daughter,
and my. Yeah.
and this is how she did it.
I'm Cara. I choose numbers from 1 to 10 for the part to decide what tracks.
Right. Would you like to translate that?
That was about the 7th or 8th attempt. Basically, I wrote the numbers 1 to 10 on pieces of paper, put them in a pot, Cara chose them, and then I wrote out the numbers in order, put them in order on our sheet, and that decided what the order of play
and
was.
As Thistleweb has quite correctly said, it's a randomised order.
It is a randomised order, yes.
So we're going to kick off with our first pair of songs. Don't forget, if you are listening live in the chat room, please vote up or down for the tracks using +1 or -1. In the chat room. So we're going to kick off. Our first track is Meredith O'Connor with The Game.
Why did they choose you? Why can't you be strong? Why did they doubt you when you weren't wrong? Why do some people have more of a say? Stick stones and broken bones will get them their way. 'Cause everyone knows that the loser gets picked on.
This is Chris from Insomnia Radio Canada, and you're listening to the always entertaining Dave and Carolyn on the Bugcast.
Antares, Summer Mind. We have played Antares a few times before. Breathing Again was one of the top tracks that we chose the other year there as well.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
so definitely. This is one that we haven't tried before. Antares are from Pau in France. And they were formed in 2003. Mm. You can find out more by checking out myspace.com/Antares.
I don't think they've done much recently.
There is no new material, so that's all from their original. Mm. So that's a shame.
Hey ho, never mind. And before that, you heard The Game by Meredith O'Connor. She's from New York. She's a 17-year-old singer-songwriter, has trained in classical, Broadway, and pop vocals, as well as theatre and dance, and she has performed in professional and local productions, including the likes of Annie, Grease, and Little Shop of Horrors. She does have a Facebook page without a short username, so it's one of those really long ones with lots of numbers at the end. So if you head along to thebugcast.org/show/250, then you will see all the links in there. So we're doing all right so far, doing very well with the voting idea.
Although someone just said about voting often, and I was like, no, your first vote counts.
You can only vote once. At this moment, because Carolyn has played one track, which was the Antares one, and I played one track, which is the Meredith O'Connor, Caroline is currently in the lead. I shall say no more than that at the moment. Vote more, please. Thank you. Right.
But vote more for you mean, but they don't know which
But they don't know
tracks.
Which one's mine. The next one could be mine, it could be yours. No one knows, you see. It could be yours, it could be mine. It could have been chosen by Mate Yo of the Road, the 80-year-old chap.
No, it can't, because they're all either my track or your track. There's an equal number of my tracks and an equal number of your tracks.
No fun. Right, okay. This is John Keenan, Until the Sun's Up. No, let's try that again and actually say it in English this time. This is John Keenan, Until the Sun's Up.
I've been trapped in the middle, never asked why I didn't. I was past when I couldn't, now I last. When I did it, will I crash? When I do it, will I last? When they wouldn't, I surpass what we should have done. Smash on you fools. Ripping it different, the more that I am in this. Finding what has been missed and finished with the business. If I quit it, I'll end up with my throat slit. It won't go slow, then I'll close my own lid. More foes exposed, they don't know. Now I'm growing old, you can't ignore the dope. You couldn't hold my coat because I'm frozen cold. Most folks don't know I was broke alone. Never wanna run until the sun's up. Is it cause I only wanted what is undone? What if nothing ever changed? I'll never find my home. I'm on the road of pain. Never wanna run until the sun's up. Is it cause I only wanted what is undone? What if nothing ever changed? I'll never find my home. I'm on the road of pain. Nobody gets me. I'm finished with the friendlies. Enemies begin to leave. I've had enough. I'm bending. Life has been tempting. Finished what I did and then I'm back to being empty. No more, I'm giving them four chords. And they seek intervention, I've been a threat to the force. More than sore, I forced up the score. And in life grand, and rap land we're poor. I could hoard the board and be the warden for it. Or I could thwart your plans and even force you forward. No more, the floor has more boards. Pick the lamest out and watch them stain the wood. Never wanna run until the sun's up. Is it cause I only wanted what is undone? What if nothing ever changed? I'll never find my home. I'm on the road of pain. Never wanna run until the sun's up. Is it cause I only wanted what is undone? What if nothing ever changed? I'll never find my home. I'm on the road of pain. Guess I'm just what isn't counted. Hit the quickest, spit for hours. Incidents are found with all the phlegm that's been around us. Which are different if you doubt it. Never quit when spirit's found. If it's a missile, flip it out of and you'll never see us howling. Would lead to see it founded loud when I offend. My town isn't down and my crown ain't left. Proud of where I've been and the sound is what you're out of. Growl with the grin, you were bound to be outdone. Run with the ones that come when those dug. Shun when it's up, I'm down and won't budge. Madness is fun, we laugh when they're done. They couldn't get an inch, so we left them with the. Never wanna run until the sun's up. Is it cause I only wanted what is undone? What if nothing ever changed? I'll never find my home. I'm on the road of pain. Never wanna run until the sun's up. Is it cause I only wanted what is undone? What if nothing ever changed? I'll never find my home. I'm on the road of pain.
G'day, I'm Eric from Channel Eric, and you're listening to The Bugcast with Dave and Caroline.
Let's go. going out. I wonder what's this all about. It's not like I haven't tried. The outcomes may vary, aimless journeys till I've died. It's not like destinations are hazy, everything's passing me by. But do I know right? Why I'm killing my lifetime?
That was Mate with Aimless Journeys. Now, we've played Mate twice before on the show. His real name is Matthias Lechner, and he comes from Trier in Germany. If you want to find out more about Mate, you can find his website. He's got a YouTube channel, youtube.com/officialmatemusic, and that's Mate spelt M and the number 8. Indeed. And before that, you heard Until the Sun Comes Up by John Keenan. He says, my music gives me something to focus on, to channel frustration, to convert heartbreak or pain to something positive. I'm not looking to make a load of money from this. I'd like to offer others the inspiration to make different choices than I did. If someone is struggling and wants help, maybe they can gain some small thing from my experience. I'm no expert, but I've learned a lot and want to share the best way I know. This track was taken from John Keenan's latest album called Where I Went Wrong, which was released at the very end of 2012. If you want to find out more, he's got a website, johnkeenanonline.com. So there we go. That was exciting, wasn't it?
Yes.
Getting some and really nice feedback in the chat room at the moment, which we really do appreciate. So thank you very much indeed for taking part. So I suppose really we should just crack straight on, really.
Yes, because it's a special show.
Because I've kind of waffled a lot.
Next up we've got an artist called Sun Will with a track called The Highlights.
I wish the only one I got no words behind. You know I stay, you know I stay. You know I think of one, there is a lose behind. You know I think about the same old thing. The fame. I woke up in the morning, my lecture phone won't stop, you keep calling.
Trust me, Dad,
it's better wicked than a lie.
I love this shit.
It's gonna sweater than a bomb. Yeah, newborn rock star, jumping through my best car. You won't come any closer. Many folks cruising in the minibus.
Don't stop.
It's all a frame of how to show. Give it up and make it down for a right day. For anybody with you got to be. I wish the only one I got no words behind. You know I stay, you know I stay. You know I think of one, there is a lose behind. You know I think about the same old, think about the same, the fame, the fame. Faces and left behind, but never forgotten. Memories and shade I never forgot.
riding. I'm a superhero right now, do for us. Future jazz will be shaking, hey, getting louder. Say. For one day, join to my life and light my tribe. Swim in this new stream, or even give a try. I have no images on Wiki. I just wanna make a feed with Inky Nicky. It's all a frame of how to show the side of life I'm dreaming of. Give it up and make it down for a right day. For anybody with the God,
I was the only one. I got no wounds behind. You know I stay.
You're listening to The Bugcast. If you like awesome music, you're in the right place. The Bugcast is perfect for all your musical needs. If you like good company too, come and join us in the live chat room on Friday night at 9:30 PM UK time. Just head to www.thebugcast.org/live. See you there.
on bicycles with hard times from São Paulo in Brazil. It's a solo project by Sergio Cossini, who is also a songwriter, singer and performer of the songs. So it's pretty much does a bit of everything. Main idea is to create an atmosphere based on dreamy melodies, simple drum beats, mellow guitars and vocal based on the 80s and introspective lyrics. And actually, funny enough, somebody in the chat room said it sounds a bit like UK 1982. So he's obviously got the sound that he wanted, if that's what people thought.
Yes.
And he hasn't got a website. I did search high and low, so I'm just linking to his Jimendo profile page, I'm afraid.
Fair enough. Link will be in the show notes, as always. And before that, you heard... I've lost it. Where's it gone? There it is. You heard The Highlights by Sunwell. Sunwell is a pop rock group founded in Tomsk in Russia in 2011. The group is a prosperous mix of electronic pop music and rock, both in its traditional rock and modern style. If you want to find out more about Sunwell, you can find them at vk.com/Sunwell Band. Now, we played their track Wonder Doll, I think, 6 weeks ago, but they've also been featured on the latest episode of Listener Feedback, which is a nice little podcast that features Creative Commons music. They often take their features from Jimendo. And as I say, Sunwell's on there. So if you want to hear a critical analysis of that band, go over to listenerfeedback.net and listen to their latest show. Definitely worth listening to. Right. Yeah, as you quite correctly said, this is really valuable market research.
Well, when I said that, people said, don't go changing how you do things. And I've just pointed out that it won't make me change things because as much as I love our listeners, both the live listeners and the normal listeners, whenever I choose tracks, I choose it for me. Very occasionally I'll choose a track thinking, oh, so-and-so might like that. But usually I choose the tracks that I like. I know fully well that sometimes people will like what I like and people won't like what I like.
I had this conversation with Andy at work earlier on today. And I mentioned what we're going to be doing this evening about the whole voting thing. And I said to him that I choose tracks that I like. Not necessarily choosing tracks that other people like. And he couldn't quite get his head around that concept. Because surely, if you want people to listen to your show, you want to play the kind of things that they want you to listen to. They want to listen to. But my argument to that is, by presenting music to people that they wouldn't normally have chosen, it widens their experience of the kind of music that they wouldn't usually listen to. So in that respect, I think the way that we choose the music and we choose what we like, it actually helps the listener because we're not giving them what they're expecting.
And like somebody said, it's nice that we all have different music tastes.
Yes.
So yes.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We're doing some more music then?
Yeah, I just want to say at the moment, I mean, I'm not giving anything away that people don't already know in the chat room, but I have to say we do have a very critical bunch in at the moment. Looking at the scores as they are at the moment.
But then again, we are making them make a decision on a first hear, first listen. As in, a lot of people that have judged a song on its first listen may later on in the song think, oh, I actually like that, or might listen to it again and think, actually, it wasn't as what I thought. So,
oh, okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's as much of a challenge to them as well to make that snap decision.
But what is interesting is the method by which some people are voting. You get the same cluster of people that knee-jerk vote and give their immediate first impression on how the song starts. And then you've got the people that wait right until the end before they put their vote in. It's all very, very intriguing. Very clever.
Yeah. So, next song, yes?
Yeah, do you want to introduce this? I don't mind.
I'm not choosing it. I'm just introducing it.
Oh, go for it.
This is an artist called Lungs for Gills, and the track is called My Fall.
Skeletons pointing the infinity out of an endless dawn. Birds fly over, destroying my desires. Sometimes I think you're so.
my name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast. Ooh, a rioter.
Don't cry.
That was This Public Life with Gypsy from Melbourne in Australia. We played This Public Life before. They offer tunes with industry credibility of the alternative and underground culture. They're an acoustic-driven outfit emerging from Melbourne's southeastern suburbs and making their way into the musical spotlight. You can find out more by checking out myspace.com/thispubliclife. And before that, it was Lungs for Gills from Quebec in Canada. Shout out there to Chris from Canada.
I've played
a Canadian track for you. The track's called My Fall. They're a young quartet whose members come from the North Shore and Southern Quebec. Originally created in winter 2010 by Simon Bellinger, Pierre-Luc Lessard and Puilo David Roy. Since that time, the three members with their respective influences have accumulated music, which is kind of a nice wide range of different things. And they recorded their first independent album in the form of an EP, which is called One Man and a Thousand Ghosts. And that was released in June 2010. And it contains five compositions authentic to them. So original compositions, basically.
Yes.
Because although they're Canadian, I think they did all their stuff in French. So I had to do a bit of translating there.
May we?
And they don't have a website as such, but they have got a Facebook page. So I've linked to the Facebook page in the show notes.
And as always, you can go to the website at thebugcast.org/show/250 to pick up all the links to the artists that we played and also the sources from which we obtained their music where available. It's probably a good opportunity with people having just arrived in the chat room to say hello to the people who are in the chat room and voting, which is wonderful. The last yes. track got 8 votes, roll which is call. Amazing. So it is roll call time. Who's in the chat room?
There is Chalkalom. Core Nominal, Erkan Yilmaz, Gregorio SW, Heed, Ian2773, Incius, Ivano, JB John, Justin Wayne from The Justin Wayne Show, K5 Tux, Lainey, Listening.
Lainey is listening.
Yep, MONO, Moggers87, Paranoia.
Otherwise known as Chris Webber.
Oh, Paranoia. Yeah, I realised.
Media Goblin.
Popey, that's kind of not there. Sean. Theru, Thistleweb, Sessica, Whistlewright, and Yannick.
Special call out to Eric, who is listening at the moment. I posted this into Google Plus before the show started, and he said that he's now listening. So whether that is listening, or not, I don't know. But anyway, thank you very much indeed for joining us, guys. It's a really good turnout this week, and I'm well proud in it. Okay, so that's the first 8 tracks out of the way. We have got 2 more to play, and it's probably a good idea to get straight into them. So, he says, trying to sort his life out, this is...
Grant Seidel?
Grant Seidel? Seidel?
Have we played him before?
Grant Seidel. I don't think so.
I recognise the name.
Okay. This is Grant Seidel and One Way Road.
Flies, it's not a long way, but you've not been that way before. And in my eyes, I think you should stay, and you will find the key to the door. If you could walk in time with me, you might see what I see. Take it from me, I've spent so many years going the wrong way, down a one-way road. As a young man, you can only see sunshine coming through the rain. But an old man knows that he will be looking back through tears once again. time with me. Then you might see what I see. Take it from me, I've spent so many years going the wrong way, down a one-way road. And though the wind whispers your name, calls out to you, you will find that it's never the same. Seasons will change, it's true. From me, I've spent so many years going the wrong way, going the wrong way, going the wrong way, down a one-way road.
Hi, I'm Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to the Backcast with Dave and Caroline.
Where my owls at and where my gals at, and to the fellas, where my pounds at, I know you found that, nocturnal's about that, sleep in the darkness, now let me get a soul clap, now let me get a soul clap, and let me hear you say, ooh, ooh, all day,
yeah, who are you, how do you do, come on here, sit down, grab a brew, join my crew, I'm hoping you don't think that I am preachy or pompous, I could promise you my intention was the opposite, cause see I don't have much time to be talking about partying and drinking wine, so I'll tell you how I lost my mind, and then I got it back with a soul clap, and a ohm, burn the incense, wake the drone, dial tone, get on the phone, spread the word, get in the zone, cause birds of a feather can fuck through any weather, and I think it better if we unite the tribe and do this forever, stack a little cheddar, eat it all together, make a new gift to kind of me, then forget about the past, rewrite, think fast, now put this track on blast. Where my owls at, and where my gals at, and to the fellas, where my pounds at, I know you found that, nocturnal's about that, sleep through the darkness, now let me get a soul clap, now let me get a soul clap, and let me hear you say, ooh, ooh, all day.
Yeah, I hear the hate, decided we're Illuminati, kinda funny and you're late, let me help you now relate, you said you crazy witch, don't let them hear you spit, who do you think you are and who did you come with, turns out I got a whole squad, owls on my side, the nocturnal tribe, we rather walk instead of ride, for the ground beneath our feet, we marching in the street, awakening fears on blast, so we could delete, complete, put the past where it belongs, we all from one home, she called Gaia Mother Earth, and the planet's prone, to be unforgiving, if you don't change how we're living, and you're being what you're seeing, can't be deceiving, but we're responsible for what we're streaming, out of transmission towers that we call brains, our electric car, more powerful than fame, so send out love and say, ooh, after your name.
Where my owls at, and where my gals at, and to the fellas, where my pounds at, I know you found that, nocturnal's about that, sleep through the darkness, now let me get a soul clap, now let me get a soul clap, and let me hear you say, ooh, ooh, all day. Where my owls at, where my gals at, fellas, where my pounds at? Ooh, ooh. I know you found that, nocturnal's about that. Ooh, ooh.
pounds at and where my gals at? And to the fellas, where my pounds at? I know you found that, nocturnal's about that. Seeing through the darkness, now let me get a soul clap. Now let me get a soul clap. And let me hear you say, ooh, ooh, all day. Where my owls at and where my gals at? And to the fellas, where my pounds at? I know you found that, nocturnal's about that. Seeing through the darkness, now let me get a soul clap. Now let me get a soul clap. And let me hear you say,
and that was Kelly Mays with Owl Time. We played Kelly Mays last week, I think.
Or the week before.
Yeah. From Pittsburgh in the United States, she's considered one of the best female rappers in the industry. Her mother always said that she was dancing and singing before she could walk and talk. And she started singing and writing poetry and songs at a young age to entertain herself and escape reality. And you can find out more by checking out kellymays.com, which got a weird spelling, so check the show notes, basically.
Indeed. And before that, you heard One Way Road by Grant Sadel. He's been playing music ever since he was a boy, or he actually put in his bio, a naughty boy. He grew up in South Africa and eventually moved to Australia in 1980 with his family. He's been back to South Africa a few times, but Melbourne is definitely his home. He says, "I love the live music scene. The weather changes, the strong artistic culture and the well-hidden venues, both in and out of the city, that feature some of the world's finest musicians." If you want to find out more about Grant Sadel, his website is grantsadel.com.au. Links, as I said before, in the show notes. Well, that is it. Really? My goodness. Okay, well, thank you very much indeed to everybody who's contributed to the voting on this show. What we'll do is we'll just go down and give you a breakdown of what, who, and how many. First track you heard was Meredith O'Connor with The Game. That was my choice. And the our survey said minus three. So it didn't go down too well. But
it's important to say that these are... to the artist involved, that this is just different people's opinions.
This is a subjective review, absolutely. Yes. We love these songs, which is why we played them.
Yes. So they're always plus ones from us, so we can always negate that. The second track was, sorry, I sort my life out, Antares with Summer Wind, and that got plus two.
Yeah, very good. That went down extremely well in the chat room. After that, you had John Keenan with, Until the Sun's Up. That was... not quite so well received in the chat room, but I'm surprised about that because I thought that was a really good track. That scored minus five. After that was Mate with Aimless Journeys. That went down extremely well. Up to that point was the highest score of the evening with plus four. Then after that, there's another one of my tracks. You had Some Will with The Highlights. This apparently, according to the general populace, was the turkey of the show with minus six. And the thing is, I love that track. That was probably one of my favourites of the evening.
I think that's one that I said I really liked.
Mm. It's the one that I said sounded very much like James Arthur.
Yes, that is the one I thought of, yes.
So it just goes to show, doesn't it?
Yeah. Then it was Neon Bicycles with Hard Times, which came out as a minus three. Then my next two tracks, Lung for Gills, My Fall and This Public Life, were both neutral tracks.
Yeah,
the pluses
that was
and minuses
plus and minus
out.
Castled out, yeah. And then after that, you had Grant Sadel with his track One Way Road. That was the winner of the evening with a plus five. And that is the track that we will submit through to the next episode of Amps New Music Weekly, which comes out on Monday the 25th, I think it is,
February. Which surprised Dave, because he thought that we would be in a piano tune.
I honestly
thought... have gone down as well.
Yeah, knowing how people had voted so far, I thought this would be the turkey of the show.
Because I chose Grant Sadel on show 233 with a track called Louise.
Mm.
And everyone thought it was a little bit too downbeat.
Yeah. But for me, the tones and the...
It was a beautiful,
beautiful
piece of music.
Song. Absolutely beautiful.
And we finished off with Kelly Mays and Owl Time, which came out of a minus three.
And there was a suggestion that there might have been a bomb dropped in that show, in that track. If there was, we apologise. We didn't actually spot it.
No. And I'm still not sure if I heard a bomb or not.
Mm.
If it was, it was like one little word very quickly near
yeah
the first 30 seconds. But if we tally up the scores overall...
Indeed.
With the minuses and the pluses...
This is surprisingly close, actually.
Yes. Dave came out as -5 and I came out as -4.
So, well done, Caroline. You won.
But you won the top two voters and you got the... But to be honest, it was a bit of fun.
It was a bit of fun. It was definitely an experience and it was really interesting to see how... Everybody was going to...
I don't think I'd do it as a regular thing.
Going to pass their votes.
A lot of faff.
It was a lot. It was quite a bit of hard work on this side. Now, somebody towards the end of the last pair of songs said that maybe we should have done a +1, -1, and a 0 to allow the people who thought the track was okay, the meh vote,
maybe
could go in.
We should
but it wouldn't have made a difference to the result.
Or maybe we should have done it where people couldn't vote until after the 30 seconds left to vote thing so that they'd given it all a... Because I know Thistlewave at one point said, I would have probably +1 this by now, but I'd already -1 it.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
And I think it is one of those things, because sometimes when I'm choosing tracks for the show, I might have one on my list that I'm not sure of, but I listen to it a couple of times extra before I decide whether I want it or not. Mm. So sometimes songs have to work on you.
Indeed they do.
But I quite enjoyed that, and I think you can definitely say we had an eclectic mix tonight.
Definitely so, definitely so. Yeah, it was good fun. Anyway, so thank you very much indeed for listening and taking part for those that did. Next week, the Bugcast episode 251 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 22nd of February at 9:30pm UK time. In 3 weeks, on episode 253, which I think is on the 8th of March, that is going to be our 5-year anniversary show. We're going to do something special on that one as well. We're going to do a quiz. And we'll publish the details nearer the time. But for those of you that are listening live, please do come and join us live if you haven't done so before. We're going to be asking you questions about the Bugcast.
Yes. When I said it was an eclectic mix of music, Insia said, eclectic mix? You mean the audience? So both are true, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And I want to correct a faux pas, because when I was reading out the roll call and I said Justin Wayne from the Justin Wayne Show.
Yes.
I read out Yannick, but I didn't say Yannick from Utopia Radio and Utopia Radio Rock. So, much apologies, Yannick.
You also didn't say Popey from Ubuntu UK podcast. You also didn't say K5 Tux from Linux in the Ham Shack.
Thistleweb from Cribbins. Got any more?
K5 Tux also from Hacker Public Radio. Paranea, I mentioned, was on. Yeah, but we could probably sort of fish this out for a bit longer, but it'd be done. Anyway, so if you want to get in contact with us and let us know what you really think about the show, drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. And of course, the website is available to you, thebugcast.org. And on there, I've got all the show notes for all the shows we've ever had and all the links to the artists and the sources from which we've obtained the music that we have played.
Oh, and Sean from seanclark.com.
Hang on a second.
Which isn't a podcast.
We're not plugging personal websites anyway. So that was it. Thank you very much indeed. It was a good experience and we certainly both really enjoyed it. So until then, we will catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.